Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are on the luckiest day of our 12 days of Christmas, day 7. And you know what? Today's actually a really special day. It's a kind of a milestone with, since I started Movie Deputy Reviews and my podcasts and all this, of just the pure reviews here on Movie Deputy Reviews. This is one of our milestone episodes. Now, okay, I have a long way to go with my podcasts here, so I am getting caught up. It's a slow process, and again, I apologize for that. In the last 10 and a half, almost 11 years, I have reviewed over 2,300 movies. Now, that being said, this is our 250th episode here on Movie Deputy Reviews. Now, I have some of our movie recaps and stuff over on the other channel when I was still trying to figure out what I was doing with all of this. And I like the Movie Deputy Reviews where one movie gets an entire program. It just makes a lot more sense because I could sit here and talk about it and kind of go over to the different pieces of that. And it's just such a milestone that we are on day 7 of our 12 Days of Christmas, which 7 is my lucky number. And then it also happens to be my 250th movie. Now, mind you, this is not the 250th movie I reviewed. Like I said, I am over 2,300. So I've got a lot of reviews to catch up on. I need to get my rear in gear on that one. 110%. And also, I wanted to celebrate this day by telling you that if you like fun, creative, just kind of unique type gifts or things like that, Movie Deputy now officially has a store on Etsy. So if that's something you ever want to check out, it's moviedeputy.etsy.com, and that is items created by me that I am selling on there. So they're pretty much all tied to something having to do with movies. And so I'm just having a lot of fun doing that as well. I've just had a lot of requests in the last couple years for specific Movie Deputy merch. And so I'm starting to get that stuff going as well. But things of like quotes and stuff from movies or just something fun and cute, or like a wrapping paper inspired by movies, or just kind of along that whole line of thinking. So if that's something you're into and want to check it out, that's where you can find that. It's moviedeputy.etsy.com. And so that's just a lot of fun to do with that stuff as well. But you might be wondering, okay, what is this big movie that we are talking about today? And don't worry, I didn't forget Day 7's clue either. So no worries there. I did not forget. But I had to really think of a movie that would live up to being my 250th movie. I had to really think of something timeless and classic having to do with Christmas, of course, that would fit my Day 7 movie. And this one, I really went back and forth because there was a couple different movies I was debating between. And we're going to still be getting to those movies before our 12 days are up here. But the movie that I decided on for Day 7 of our 12 Days of Christmas and my 250th episode, yay! I don't want to yell too loud because I don't want to blow your eardrums out. But I'm having a lot of fun with this, and I'm giddy, and I'm sitting here and I'm just shaking and I'm just yee! But okay, I'm a goofball. If you haven't figured that out yet, you are in the wrong place. But this is what you get with me. The movie that I chose, also we're going back in time for this one today. We're going all the way back to 1947 again. And you're thinking, wait a minute, we just talked about 1947 the other day. We did, but this is another movie from 1947. What can I say? It was a good year. And so today we are talking about the original Miracle on 34th Street. And yes, I know there's a newer one as well, and I will be getting to that one at some point. But there is just something special about this one. And I want to get into sharing what the original review was on moviedeputy.com, and then I will get to the clue for today. This is the original Miracle on 34th Street, the story that proved to us in a court of law that Santa Claus really does exist. Santa Claus is a fairy tale, or so we're told when we reach a certain age, but we all really know he exists, right? I do. But what if we're really just misinformed? Sure, there are fake Santas all around. But what if one of them, who calls himself Kris Kringle, is actually him? Kris Kringle ends up on Santa's sleigh at the Macy's department store Thanksgiving Day parade and ends up being a hit sensation. He's so good that he helps to transform not only one little girl, but an entire community, bringing back feelings of nostalgia to all who have believed, or even for those of us that still do. There is a magic here that must be experienced, whether it's for the first time or a tradition. This is one that you won't want to miss. Like I said, there is just something special about this movie. It's just one of those timeless ones that you just find yourself getting lost in. If you've never had a chance, if you've seen the new one and you've never seen the original, or if you've never seen either, or if it's just been a long time since you've seen the original, please go back and check them out. This is one that just, I don't know, it just leaves you with something special. And like I said, as we all know, Santa exists. It's maybe not in the traditional sense that people think of, but yes, we all know that Santa exists. So I hope that you are ready for clue number seven. Now, like I said yesterday, this one might throw you for a little bit of a loop. And that's kind of the whole point. Like I said, I can't make it too easy, but I'm not going to make it too hard either. Day number seven's clue on our 12 Days of Christmas is South Park. Yes, you did hear that correct. That is day seven's clue, South Park. And so I probably have your brain just spinning at this point. And honestly, that's half the fun because, that might have just been the clue that gave this away. And there's other people that are going to be scratching their head going, "What are you even talking about?" So I hope you are having fun with this. As always, please hold off on your guesses until Christmas Eve, because we are going to be getting through 11 clues before I want you to make those submissions. And hopefully it'll be easier to figure out than what you're thinking. At least I'm hoping so. I'm hoping I didn't make this too hard. But there's just such a feeling of nostalgia with it, and just happiness and just giddiness. And like I said, this being my 250th episode on Movie Deputy Reviews, it's not our 250th review, but it's our 250th episode on this channel. So, as always, you know which buttons to hit to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.